When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hi, folks, and welcome to our podcast. In today's episode, we conclude our interview with Craig Leeds from Braille Bibles International. Craig tells you how you can pray for his organization and how you can contact him in case you would like to donate to him. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast, and may God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you. Thank you.
to contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Craig Leeds.
So what is the best way that people can help Braille Bibles International?
Money. You know, it's one of those things that money talks. Money is what it takes to produce Braille. And any donations that can be made, is all of our donations, our overhead is all covered out of our investment income. So all donations go 100% to providing audio or Braille Bibles. We do have a few large print things that we do, but we only have 18 points, so it doesn't service a whole lot of people, because most people that start being legally blind can't read 18 points. And that is pretty much self-sufficient. We pretty much charge what they cost us. So all of our money goes to audio or Braille.
How is the best way that people can pray for you guys?
Well, prayer always helps too, other than money. I would just say pray for wisdom on decisions made, and pray for people that take up this ministry as one of their supported causes.
And I was just wondering what you think about the landscape of organizations, Christian organizations to the blind, that it seems like, things are really diminishing.
Yeah, they are. We can go into a lot of different theories. I've been doing this for over 30 years now, so I've known a lot of those ministries. I've known a lot of them that have closed down. We ourselves have taken over a couple of them that have closed down. But it's very hard to add all of their services that they were doing on top of what we were doing and to be able to continue. So usually what we do is we take the highest demanded service that they were doing. And that's how we started doing Decision Magazine. When Christian Services for the Blind in South Pasadena, California closed down, they were doing Decision Magazine, and that's how we started doing that magazine.
For them way a long time ago when it was Christian Fellowship for the Blind.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So anyway, you know, ministries, we have always maintained a singular focus, and that was Braille Bibles. We don't branch out to a whole lot of other books. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of great Christian authors out there, but we just stick with the Bible, God's Word, and a couple of study helps to help you study God's Word. But you have to stay focused in what you do. You can't meet every need. And I don't know where, as far as the landscape of Christian ministries go, there's a few of us out there. Dollars are always the major problem with continuing ministry. And, you know, fundraising is harder and harder to do in this day and age. There is always a crisis for money to be donated to out there in the world. And the crisis ministries seem to get a lot of more of attention. That's an area that you can definitely pray for us for wisdom and how to continue fundraising efforts. We've done a lot, tried to do a lot digitally, online. Direct mail is not as efficient as it once was.
When these different organizations close, is there more demand on your services?
It kind of depends on what they were focused on. Recently, I don't know if you know a ministry called Clearer Vision Ministries.
Yes, I heard it a few times.
And they were in Florida. They've recently closed, but they were focused on a local ministry and a specific denomination literature. So, you know, they closed. We really haven't seen a whole lot of change in that climate, but there's services that aren't being picked up because of it.
Do you think sometimes ministries have closed because they've tried to serve people in too many different ways?
I think there's probably instances of that out there. I'm not sure. You know, another thing about ministries to blind people, and I'm just going to speak open here, but most ministries are started by individuals that see a need for that area of ministry, and what happens is they don't get wide acceptance of that need by other people, and then it's harder to carry on when that person retires or passes away. So we've seen a few ministries that have, you know, closed down because they couldn't get anybody to pick up their torch upon retirement.
Well,
so that's always a challenge for us as well. Who's going to pick up this torch and carry it on? You know, we're only in our second generation of leadership. It was founded by the Howells in 57, and I pretty much took over when they retired. They both passed away before retirement, but, you know, I was there to pick up the torch, but at this point, it's me and my assistant Nancy that run this ministry, and my assistant Nancy's in retirement age already, so I have to bring somebody along to pick up the pieces.
Okay, well, that would be something that everybody out there could pray about too, you know, because they're doing a great work, and, you know, we just like to pray for somebody to come alongside of, you know, Craig and Nancy, and like he says, pick up the torch, because, you know, the Bible is so important. I mean, I agree, it doesn't matter if you print tons of other books. I mean, they're good books, but the thing is the first and foremost thing is God's Word.
Correct.
And so we really appreciate that, and we thank you for coming. We hope we can do it again, frankly. And, you know, let our listeners know more about you, what you're doing, what needs you have. We just really like to help you as far as you know, everything we can do.
Well, thank you.
So that would be great.
Nice to meet you,
Greg. Probably get some contact information before we go.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Contact us. We're Braille Bibles International. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 378, and that's in Liberty, Missouri, 64069. Of course, the easiest way to reach us is the 800 number, which is 800-522-4253. If you have a hard time remembering that, that's 800-52-BIBLE. And then our email address is info@braillebibles.org. And that's also our website, www.braillebibles.org.
Oh, that's neat. Well, like I said, if there's anything we can do, don't hesitate to contact us. But thank you so much for what you do. We really appreciate it. And God bless you. Craig leads with the Braille Bibles International. I always want to say Braille Bible Foundation. But
yeah, we had to change our name when we moved to Florida. When we moved from Florida to Missouri, so.
Right, right. No, Braille Bibles International. And thank you very much.
hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.